Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
So we'll continue to look forward to this game, but looking back a little bit more, Solana, on what was the excellence of this past week? You know, you and I, we were going to be on the lookout for if there was going to be any crow eating on Tua Tagovailoa this week or what the reaction was going to be. Has there been anything that stood out to you specifically from the reaction? Anybody that you want to call out that that is typically a hater that tried to weasel their way back in? Because Mike Gesicki said this week, to the media on Monday, he says, look, we've all been seeing this with Tua. I'm sure a lot of people are going to try and get back on the bandwagon. He goes, I wouldn't let him back on the bandwagon. So have you seen any of that rat finkery where people are trying to weasel their way back in?
Well, I did see Colin Cowherd doing the opposite, doubling down. What are we going to do with this Cowherd, Tobin? What are we going to do with this?
Well, the thing that annoyed me about Cowherd is like, what is your take here? Because he's like, well, we predicted that Tua was going to be better, but don't be fooled by it. I'm like, well, hold on. What's your opinion? Is he going to be better because of what he has around him, or am I not to be fooled? Like, how can you predict both things? He's predicting both things. That's the thing that drives me nuts about it. It's not so much, okay, fine. All of a sudden, you were in the Tua documentary, and then you fraudulently jumped ship because you were worried about his hip injury. Okay, fine. Whatever. But like now he's in this place where it's like, well, you know, we told you Tua was going to be better, but I don't believe he's better, but he could, but we told you. I'm like, wait, what? I don't understand where he's going with that. So that's a strange one.
He's also got, you know, more important issues to worry about with all the Trey Lance stuff being sent to his timeline, but whatever. Oh, I don't want to get into that. Yeah. I don't want to get into that. No, it's not even like one specific person. Did Sean Payton even say anything? Because I don't
think... No. He did. Sean Payton did a little bit of what Colin was doing because he was like crediting Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle as like the next Marx Brothers. But he did say I was wrong about Tua and I've been wrong about Tua, but then was mostly giving credit to the receivers and saying that he's doing what he has to do in the system. But he says, I've been hard on Tua. And he's proving me wrong. So Sean Payton definitely is, I think, another week away from completely backtracking. But he definitely left himself some wiggle room.
Yeah, I did see, I had written this down, Pete Prisco. He wrote, like, I may have been wrong about Tua Tagovailoa. He said, there are those who can't ever admit they're wrong, some of whom I work with here at CBS. I am not one of those who can't admit being wrong. So here it goes. I think I might have been wrong about Tua Tagovailoa. And then he does do the thing where he's like, one game won't change the narrative. But like he saw something there. Pete Prisco has been one of these guys who's just kind of like, yeah, Tua's another guy. He's not Herbert. Like he's been down on Tua for a long time. But it's not even just one guy, Tobin. It's kind of everybody. Where turn on SportsCenter last night, and after Monday Night Football, they're doing a special on the Dolphins' electrifying offense. Mm-hmm. And it's like everybody is kind of saw what happened there and started to realize like, oh yeah, there is something special going on in Miami.
Right.
And the conversation shifted from can Tua be the guy, which was every single day throughout training camp on SportsCenter, on ESPN, on all the shows, on FS1, to now like, hey, look how awesome the Dolphins' offense is.
Yeah, well, the thing with Tua that's fascinating about it is that the number one fear or the number one critique everybody had with getting Tyreek Hill is he can't get him the football. Well, this has proven to be wildly stupid. Over two games, we could tell he's very good at getting Tyreek Hill the football. I don't know if anybody's been to ESPN.com/stats lately. Tyreek Hill's number one in the league in receiving. So, and number three is Jaylen Waddle. So, you know, I think those fears have been put to rest. To me, honestly, the thing that's been, and I've said this, is like the number one thing that I worry about with Tua more than anything is honestly as a guy who's looked upon as a caretaker or a game manager is he can do some pretty reckless stuff sometimes and some head-scratching reckless stuff. That'll always be worry me more than him with the arm or, you know, Tua not being able to comprehend, all that stuff. No, like he clearly tries to make – he tries to force the issue sometimes. For a guy who is known as conservative and checks down all the time, it's the disaster plays that you worry about more so than, you know, the threading the needle. Because, look, I think that accuracy is a blessing and a curse with him in that he can put it, pinpoint, where only Mike Gesicki can get it through three defenders. But if you're a little bit off, it could get it could be an easy pick six or it could be an easy reception for the defense. So I think those are the things that really worry me and that he has to get better at as this goes on. But I think that the lazy argument was this entire offseason, oh, well, he's not going to be – it's a waste to have Tyreek Hill. Like, you can't get him the football. And we saw it multiple times. He threw him two 40-yard-plus bombs for touchdowns in an epic comeback. Maybe that was a stupid thing to think.
Yeah, what about he's only hitting open receivers? You saw that one, Tobin?
I mean, but he's not, though. Like, he's hitting open receivers. Those touchdowns that you saw, yeah, because Tyreek Hill's faster than ever. Guess what? Tyreek Hill's not getting less fast, so who cares?
He's gonna I don't understand that logic. Like, is he not supposed to hit the open receiver?
I don't know. Yeah, right? I guess he's...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And then he had to come back for that one. That's another one that I love. It's like, well, Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill's faster than the football. That's how fast he is. Like, it's, you know, maybe you guys would feel more confident having you know, Josh Allen. I guarantee there will be times where Josh Allen would underthrow him as well, because you almost don't want to overthrow him because then it's a waste. Like, he went down there and used all that amazing speed for nothing. So that stuff's all stupid, but Sean Payton definitely is the guy for me where I was just like, all right, I see all of a sudden you went from Bridgewater's going to start to, oh, maybe I was wrong. Oh, you think, Sean? You think, do you?
That's a tough one to come back from after you throw six touchdowns literally 3 days later.
Yeah, it
that
is.
That is a tough one to come back from. And by the way, you're totally right, Tobin. Anybody who's saying he's just hitting open receivers just didn't watch the game. Watch the game.
He is, I mean, like, if anything, I would say that's probably Tua's best skill, and it's also sometimes his diciest, is because he is so good at hitting those tight windows in contested places, and that he tries to do it all the time. And I think that is the times where if, like, you don't have, like, epic velocity, that it could be, but he is, I mean, dude, we see that. How many times do you see Tua being able to just thread it through three people, and you're just like, damn, like that was dicey, but like, he is good at it. That's how he crafts success,
bro. And he did it on the Gesicki touchdown.
Yeah,
threw it perfectly to Gesicki, and the damn game-winning touchdown, he threw it the only place where only Waddle could catch it.
Yeah,
the DB is in front of Waddle, pretty good coverage, right? But he has that chemistry with his receiver. He knows Waddle's tendencies. And Waddle went up, got the ball where only he could get the ball in that situation. You're just not watching the damn game. You're a clown. You're a clown if you're saying Tua's only hitting open receivers.
Sorry. Tyreek Hill's going to be open a lot, guys. He's faster than everybody. I don't just, you know, get used to that.
Good luck double teaming Tyreek Hill. Keep double teaming Tyreek Hill. Let Jalen Waddle eat.